The William Floyd Estate is a historic gem of a site and is part of Fire Island National Seashore. It's located on the mainland of Long Island in the village of Mastic Beach. The house and 613 acres of property on Mauritius Bay was donated to the National Park Service by the family in 1976 to coincide with the bicentennial celebration of the United States. The Floyd family lived in the house for 8 generations, and this wonderful gift to the National Park Service was given to forever preserve and protect the house and grounds. The estate today is managed as a cultural preservation. The preservation shows centuries of change in architectural and furniture styles and land use. It shows how the Floyds changed their house and land use practices to adapt to their needs over time. It is all about the continuum of change that makes the estate special. The present property was purchased in 1718 by Richard Floyd. His son, Nicol, inherited the property and farmed the land. It was a 4,400-acre plantation that used both slave labor and free labor. His son, William, was born in the house in 1734, and he eventually took over control of the plantation. He was one of only 4 New Yorkers who signed the Declaration of Independence in 1776, and is the family member for whom the estate is now named. Property at that time period extended northward for 6 miles up to the middle section of Long Island, about where Jericho Turnpike, Route 25, is today. William Floyd became a delegate to the First Continental Congress in 1774 and to the subsequent one of 1775. He served in that second Congress until the end of the Revolutionary War in 1783. While the war raged on, Long Island was a British stronghold throughout the entire war. The family had to flee, and they lived in Connecticut during those hard times. Many revolutionaries, or rebels as the British call them, had to flee the island. The British, as well as Tory sympathizers, occupied the house for a certain time period. While the family lived in exile in Connecticut, Hannah Floyd, William's wife, passed away and was buried in Middletown. Finally returning to his beloved home and property with his 3 children, he went about improving the house and property as it had been ransacked and ruined by the British and Tories. They were fortunate, actually, that the house was left standing and not burned to the ground by the soldiers. It is today the last standing house of a signer of the Declaration from the state of New York. The crops grown on the plantation were corn, wheat, rye, oats, and flax. They also raised sheep, cattle, and pigs, and they selectively cut wood from the vast northern wooden part of the plantation. Most of these products were shipped from docks in the marshes or nearby. They separated the fields from one another by a system of mounds and ditches, still visible to this day on the property. Sometimes young trees were lopped or cut partway through on top of the mounds. As these trees grew taller, they would be lopped again, thereby making a living fence or lopped tree line along the top of the mound. When certain trees are lopped, they adapt by growing sideways, thereby creating a living fence line. This way, sheep and cattle could not trespass from one field to the next, as the trees acted as living fences. Eventually, William's estate passed to his son, Nicol, who increased the family's earnings by investing in stocks and whaling. In the area of the estate, known as the Great Boat Place, Nicol outfitted and restored ships, probably shallow-drafted schooners. He was also appointed the wreckmaster on the Great South Beach, known today as Fire Island, and was in charge of securing and protecting stranded vessels. Cornelia Floyd Nichols, the last Floyd to live in the house and donor of the house and property, wrote that at one time the place hummed with the spinning of wool and linen, candle making, churning, and the making of sausages, lard, and head cheese. Eventually, after Nicol's tenure, the property was given to one of his sons, John Gelston Floyd Sr. He was a lawyer, a state senator, and a congressman, in addition to trying to take care of farm matters. After his death, in 1881, much land was sold off by his sons because the farm had become encumbered with mortgages and debt. This property went to John Gelston Floyd, Jr., and it was under his tenure that land use changed. By the year 1885, the land was no longer farmed, and it started to be managed for hunting purposes. Family members were avid hunters, and quail, pheasant, waterfowl, fox, and deer were all pursued. Acres of forest were allowed to grow back and were interspersed with managed fields. At the same time the family changed the land use patterns, they also decided to turn the old Mastic House, the name by which the family called their beloved home, into a summertime estate. Eight generations of family lived in the house that is now over 250 years old. Cornelia Floyd Nichols, her son William Floyd Nichols, her daughter Molly Nichols Weld, and son-in-law David Weld donated the house, fully furnished, and the family cemetery, all the barns, and surrounding 613 acres to the National Park Service. The family cemetery is still active for the last generation of family members raised in the house, and that would be for Cornelia's grandchildren. This cultural preservation continues to awe people who visit it to see how the family lived there through the changing of the centuries. It is a microcosm of American history and is indeed a wonderful gift to all of us.